Later this morning, Governor Charlie Baker will announce the first phase of the state's plan to reopen Massachusetts after a two-month lockdown in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will allow manufacturing and construction, as well as houses of worship, to reopen, but with strict conditions. The Baker administration informed some municipal leaders of their plans over the weekend. The Metropolitan Area Planning Council shared the details with its member communities, too. And joining us now is the Council's Executive Director, Mark Drazen. Mark, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So what have you been told by the administration about the guidelines that will need to be followed by manufacturers, contractors, and houses of worship, as we mentioned?
Well, I think that the effort on the part of the administration is to try and make sure that not only are individual institutions and businesses following the minimum sanitary requirements that the administration published back on May 11th, but that each one is following the conditions necessary to make sure that there's safety in that specific type of facility, and hopefully to make sure that when people travel to and from those facilities, they can be safe as well. It involves a lot of things that people are familiar with at this point in time, making sure that people can and do wash their hands frequently, providing the appropriate divisions between individuals, social distancing, barriers, masks, various things of that kind, as well as requirements that will really be specific to the particular locations and what's going on in those locations. And that, I think, is an appropriate thing to do.
What's the timetable for this reopening?
Well, we're still waiting to know from the governor what the timetable will be. We know, and it's been published already, that those three types of activities will be allowed starting today. We assume that's going to be the case, and as long as they meet the conditions that we just discussed. As to future activities, what will be open and when, in the slow and gradual rollout of this reopening, we don't know that yet. We're waiting to hear from the governor in that regard, just like other people are.
We should say the Globe is reporting a source that tells it offices will reopen or can reopen on May 25th at 25% capacity. On May 25th, barbers, hairdressers, pot shops can open, retailers could provide curbside pickup, and hospitals can resume elective procedures. Restaurants will not open, and the MBTA will remain on a reduced schedule. This all according to a source telling the Boston Globe. Your planning agency serves 101 cities and towns in the greater Boston area, Mark. Is this what they want in a phase one, do you think?
Well, we're going to have to wait until the governor gives his announcement to know what can open when beyond the three initial activities that we've seen so far. I think that the most important thing is that the process be slow, gradual, and responsive to the data. We have to watch, and I know the governor is watching very carefully, what the rate of infections is, what the rate of hospitalizations is, and also are we standing up the testing capacity that we need to actually trace and contact everyone who may have been infected. That is a very, very important part of this activity. It's going to become even more important as we begin to reopen parts of society. And I personally am hoping, and my agency is hoping, that the reopening will be very gradual, very methodical, step by step, with lots of notice before it actually happens, so the individual businesses and the municipalities are able to plan for it days, maybe even weeks in advance. That's the best way to have success and to keep the rate of infections down.
But I assume that your local communities are hankering for reopening in some way.
Well, everybody's hankering, Bob. I know my kids are, and you know, other people are. But this is a very serious illness, and it's highly contagious. If we're going to keep our businesses open, if we're going to avoid the shock of additional closures, then we need to start in a gradual and methodical manner. At least that's what I'm hoping for. That's what we've advised and encouraged.
Okay. Mark Drazen, Executive Director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. Thank you very much, Mark, for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Bob, thank you. Have a good day.